Proverbs 1:6:1, the preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue, is from the Lord. 1:6:2, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. 1:6:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. 1:6:4, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. 1:6:5, every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. 1:6:6, by mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. 1:6:7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. 1:6:8, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. 1:6:9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. 16:10, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king, his mouth transgresseth not in judgment. 16:11, a just weight and balance are the Lord's, all the weights of the bag are his work. 16:12, it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. 16:13, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. 16:14, the wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. 16:15, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. 16:16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. 16:17, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil, he that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. 16:18, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. 16:19, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. 16:20, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. 16:21, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. 16:22, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. 16:23, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. 16:24, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. 16:25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. 16:26, he that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. 16:27, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. 16:28, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. 16:29, a violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. 16:30, he shutteth his eyes to devise froward things, moving his lips he bringeth evil to pass. 16:31, the hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. 16:32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. 16:33, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.